time for our monthly report from Encourage. Encourage is located at 4th and Grand Avenue in downtown Wisconsin Rapids. They're in a beautiful historic building as well, right across from Hotel Mead. I know it's fall. I'm starting to get the allergies. Anyway, in the studio today is Corey Anfinson and Heather McKellips, and we'll be covering a number of topics, but we want to begin with, I guess, a nomination for an award.
Actually, we would like to share some great news. Adam Teagan from the City of Wisconsin Rapids, who is the Director of Planning and Economic Development, nominated the Tribune for an award from the American Planning Association, the Wisconsin Award for Urban Design. And we actually were told that we are receiving the award and will be accepting it next Friday at the Wisconsin's chapter. So we're really excited to share that. The review process was completed by planners from Michigan and Minnesota. And one of the reviewers commented saying, "It's a very rare occurrence indeed for a building to be a physical embodiment of an ideal. It is exhilarating and humbling to see such trust and faith put into a community in this manner. The very existence of the project demonstrates a visionary approach to community engagement and design." And thank the city for nominating us.
And congratulations to all of you who took part in all of those meetings.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is your award.
It is, truly.
Yeah, so congratulations. That's wonderful. And now we're going to have, I guess it's a Tribune Building Survey Results Celebration.
Yeah, that's a mouthful.
I've heard of theme parties before, but that's a new one.
Well, you know, what you said about this is our residents' award. This is our residents' celebration for all the work that they put into coming and attending the meetings and sharing their ideas and participating in the decision-making of the programming that's going in the building as well as the look and feel of the building. And back in the spring of this year, the March time frame, we had an evaluator conduct a survey called Network Impact, a survey with our participants who participated in the process. And the 480 residents who were active participants in the Tribune planning process, 226 residents responded to the survey. And the response rate was great. It was 47%, which is really high for a community survey. And people weighed in and took the survey, and what the information is going to tell us and tell everyone that attends on Monday the 19th is what impact did participating in this process have on individuals and on our community.
Okay, now the celebration is Monday, September 19th. What's the time and what's the location?
It's 5:30 to 7:30. We're going back to our original Tribune meeting time and location. It'll be at the Centralia location right next to the Tribune. 5:30 to 7:30, we're going to start off with having a meal like we've done at other meetings. And then we're going to go right into the programming for the evening, which is giving some updates about Tribune and other things that are going on at Encourage. It's been a standard practice for us at all the meetings. And then we're going to have Heather, who is the head of Network Impact, who created and conducted the survey. She's out of Boston, but she's going to come back to Central Wisconsin and share the survey results and really pull out what were kind of the main themes. And then we are going to facilitate discussion with everyone that's there to their reactions and also what they've seen, you know, because the survey tells you some information, but it's that anecdotal one of those that, you know, we may not always hear but are going on. So we're really looking forward to a lively discussion.
Okay. So what were some of the, just to give us a little tease, what were some of the major things you got out of that survey from the folks that took part in this process?
Well, we don't want to reveal too much, but we'll give you a little bit.
Like I said, this is a tease.
Because we want people to show up Monday night, right?
This is a tease.
So one of the things is that the process was just as impacting or more impacting than what the final product would be, right? And this really goes in line with what Kelly Ryan, our CEO, has said at every meeting. This is more than a building. And the survey indicated that people, by participating in the process, it impacted them in so many ways individually, and they noticed that participation and impact in others. So basically, engagement, my phrase that I keep using, engagement breeds more engagement. So as people involved in the, got engaged and involved in this process, it really sparked engagement in other areas, whether it was joining a club, getting it more engaged civically, attending public meetings, meeting new people, feeling more connected to this place, just to name a few.
Okay. Well, some of the folks I had talked to said, I hope this continues. And the mayor has used this as a way to engage the population on city issues, on city task forces, or to, hey, well, what can we do in this area? What can we do in this area? Civic engagement is something all public officials want, and it's so hard to get. You mentioned the phrase, it's more than a building. But that aspect of the community, though, that is going, what's going to happen to the building? What's going on with the building? Mm-hmm. For them, it's a building project. What's going on with the building project? And what you're saying, this is more than a building. So we got a little disconnect with some aspects of the community.
Right.
How do we bridge that?
I think we could bridge that first and foremost by folks actually coming out on Monday night and anything they need about the Tribune Project. We'll give a quick update on where we're at and where we've been in the process. But to really understand why it's more than a building, you need to experience it. It's so much more than me just sharing a story with you or your neighbor telling you about the process. It's about being a part of it. And that process is really what has changed my mindsets and change people's ideas of how engagement can impact themselves, but how it also impacts our community.
Maybe where that has happened.
Okay.
Is the growth of the community picnic.
Yes.
Something that started out at Lake Wazeecha at Red Sands Beach. Nothing wrong with that facility, but it outgrew the facility. And you put out a call for volunteers to help with the picnic. Mm-hmm. And you've been overwhelmed the past 2 years. Like when I've been privileged to be your MC past year, and the number of people I see there, the people I know, is incredible, and they're from business, labor, from all walks of life, who caught on with the idea of a community picnic as being the quote-unquote annual meeting of Encourage. I wonder if all of this community involvement around the Tribune building did not also stimulate inspiration of our community, then why don't we help out with it? Is that just a crazy idea of mine?
No, I don't think it's crazy at all. I think you're actually right. People who have attended Tribune building meetings are getting more engaged. And you're going to hear more about this in the survey results and some actual stories or things that actually reflect that. But Heather and I conducted a small focus group with folks where we actually talked about, you know, how has this impacted you? You know, and the people we talked to were like, more likely now to go into a conversation where I wasn't sure if my opinion mattered, or I'm more likely to engage in conversations where I may not have all the information. I want to learn more about something so that I can be more informed. That way then I can make better decisions for myself or help impact the community in some way. And when it comes to the community picnic, I think we see a lot of our Tribune participants, you know, call by to say, hey, how can I help? How can I be a part of this? I might not be able to give money, or I may not be able to bring a food product, but I can sure volunteer 2 hours of my time. And so we've had a lot of people just stopping by and doing that. But what also we have seen through this process is networks expanding. So people meeting new people and expanding their own personal networks, not only just, you know, as an individual, you know, who do I know, but this communities now, and who do I know that can help make things happen? And so those networks are really forming through the Tribune process and growing, which means we're reaching more people.
I'll give you one that I could, because they had, they were at the, a Roaring Good Day event at the Wisconsin Rapids Lions. It was a group of folks that involved in brewing, microbrewing. And what everyone was interested in these community meetings was getting microbrewing going on in Wisconsin Rapids, which fit in with the history. A lot of people don't realize there used to be breweries along the Wisconsin River.
Mm-hmm.
We're not just Stevens Point, but there was in Grand Rapids and Wisconsin Rapids, there were small breweries that made their own beer and sold to neighborhoods, etc. We didn't have these mass distribution systems back then. And it's like, okay, Harry, I'll get you a tax and, you know, whatever. But you know, So I've seen that with that interest. I mean, that's blowing up like crazy in this community.
It has. And that club, the Rapid River Mashmasters,
that's it.
They were born out of the Tribune process. So there were some home brewers who were coming to the meetings and actually met each other through the Tribune process. And through their participation in the Tribune, they met each other and decided if our community had a club, a homebrew club. And so they put in an application for a What If grant through Encourage and received funding to do just that. So they started a homebrew club here in Wisconsin Rapids, and they hold monthly meetings. And like you said, they were at the Roaring Good Day for the Lions this past weekend. They also held a club meeting last week where they took a tour of a hops plant. So that club is up and running, and anyone who's interested in homebrewing is welcome to join them.
Okay. And, you know, one of the things in this political year we hear about, and nationally, people feeling disengaged. I the reason why the electorate is angry, as we hear systems rigged, the average person doesn't count. Here's an example on a very local level where you got system, where you got people to come out. First off, there were a lot of naysayers who didn't think you would get a lot of people involved. Well, that turned out to be false, because look at all the people that came out. But I would imagine what you're hearing, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, people have felt empowered.
Yes.
They did this, we can do other things. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. And I think it kind of whet that appetite for being a part of that process, seeing the value, being able to be heard, connecting with others. That's a really good feeling. And to feel that you are putting your stamp on something and being able to contribute in a new and different way, I think did whet the appetite for where are there other opportunities where I can do that. You know, we had a WIPS event where people showed up where they could come and do that. We saw the cities trying things where they're engaging residents in new and different ways. And I think we have a resident base that are excited and to contribute in that way.
That can be a radical transformation in a community's culture, can it not? I mean, now you have a citizenry that says, we're engaged, we want to be engaged, don't leave us out.
The people need to be put back at the center of this community, and the Tribune is a great example of how we can do that. People knowing their place is one thing, but being engaged in your place takes it to a whole new level. So you're absolutely right. So the more people who can see themselves in anything in the community, whether it's the Rapid River Mashmasters or the Tribune or it's the Triangle Development for the city, get engaged, get informed, and be involved. Because once you feel that connection to your place, it resonates. You're going to see, and it's going to have a ripple effect. So your neighbors are going to learn more and be engaged in new and different ways. And not everyone has to have the same interests. There's lots of things we can all dive into within our community. There's lots of projects. There are lots of initiatives going on. So there's lots of ways to get engaged.
And before we go into break, you know, I remember when the Speak Your Peace initiative started, which was to encourage civil discussion. Well, another aspect of civil discussion is projects like the Tribune Building or anything else. You can't have come up with good outcomes unless all ideas are on the table and everybody feels that they've had a chance to voice their opinion and their concerns. And I see this also building on what started as a simple, you know, speak your peace, changing the culture of civility. So don't you, am I wrong to think that this is increasing the level of civility in our community?
I think so. And, you know, Speak Your Peace is kind of was a pet project of mine, so it's near and dear to my heart. But I think the fact that we created this space within the Tribune meetings where differing thoughts, perspectives, and opinions were welcome. But it was about those norms of how we vet and talk about our opinions and honor those that are different than ours to get to a mutual decision. We take our process together where all ideas are honored, and then we work through it together as civil, respectful people. And I think if you can create that space, people will feel okay voicing their ideas, even if they're completely different.
Yeah, and some of the ideas that didn't make it to the final plan are still out there to be used for other projects.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're still out there, and if people have their passions, hopefully through this engagement process, they will not be fearful to say, okay, let's go tackle this.
Right.
Let's go try this. Okay. We got to take a quick break, and then I want to continue our discussion. We're talking about, a lot about civic engagement. We've been talking about, again, the Tribune Building Survey Results Celebration is Monday, September 19th, over at Centralia, 5:30 to 7:30. And I would imagine contact and Courage to set up a reservation to be like the normal process. In part two, we're getting our monthly report from Encourage. And Mary Anfinson and Heather McKellips, we've just been talking about the Tribune Building Survey Results Celebration, Monday, September 19th. It's going to be at Centralia, where the whole process began. And it's from 5:30 to 7:30. And what the number should they call if they want to make a reservation or to RSVP?
Sure, they can call Encourage at 423-3863, or they can go on, and it's right on the front page there.
Okay, let's talk about Community for Us, By Us, which is part of this process. I mean, civic engagement means the citizens of a community getting involved and mutually reaching decisions about what their community is going to be like. So where do we want, this is a partnership between Encourage and the Wisconsin Institute of Public Policy and Service, WIPS.
Yes, so we are partnering with WIPS on their initiative, given funding through the BRICO Fund, and they were asked to go out in two communities and really do an experiment. And that experiment was to see how they can get residents to think about opportunities or things in their community that they feel need to be worked on, or a place where they can make a positive impact. So WIPS came to us and said, we would love to partner with you and use Wisconsin Rapids as our sites, the other being Wausau, which is their home area, so it was easy choice for them up there. But they came to us, basically, they've been following the Tribune process, and we've worked with them on other projects before, and said, you know, we're really interested in coming here because your residents got it together. They're going to meetings, they're getting involved, they're getting engaged, and we see this as a place where this test could be done, and you already have folks who might be interested in through this with us. And so we started hosting meetings this summer, and our most recent meeting was held the beginning of August, and that meeting was around the topic of aquatics. So the residents over the summer identified some community priorities they would like to see or work on, and one of those was actually aquatics. And at the time, the mayor had just announced that they were going to be hosting a presentation on aquatics and options that the city would be reviewing on meeting. So we encouraged folks to attend that presentation and come and have a conversation with WIPS and Encourage about, you know, what are the things we need to think about other than just options for aquatics? What do we really need to have in our community? Who's going to be using this new aquatics facility? What is the impact of aquatics to our community more than just a place to hang out? What are those other things that should be considered? And what should the Common Council be considering that residents could bring to them and share with them so that they are understanding of what the community needs are as well? Not that they don't already know that, but residents could share that information and be engaged in their place and, you know, contacting their alderpersons, contacting the mayor directly. And if they don't live in the city, how do they contact someone in their own area to talk about aquatics? So in the beginning of August with WIPS, and it was really to just talk about the impact of aquatics to our community and tell people, you know, hey, this is an important topic. We all surfaced this. How do we get engaged now? What are those avenues that you can take to provide feedback to the Common Council as they look to make this important decision?
And the night they made their decision, there was a large crowd in the council chambers, and a number of people testified and their thoughts, and then the council made its decision on the project that they're going to go forward with. And so I guess that's the way it's supposed to go.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what would be an ideal Common Council meeting every time, I'm sure. So it was just getting people aware of the power they really have when it comes to important community decisions. And residents should play a role in something as important as aquatics using the facilities. What are the needs that they have, and how does it impact the community? So it was great to see over 50 people at that Common Council meeting helping to inform the Common Council of those things.
And one of the ways the mayor tried to engage the community was also by engaging young people. They had an important role. They were surveyed about their thoughts about this, and that leads into teen leadership, because in radio we call this a segue.
It was a very nice segue.
Because as we engage young people and talk and treat them seriously and say your opinion matters, they're feeling more a part of the community, and they feel more a part of a community. The chances of them leaving, I would think, are reduced if, as long as they have economic opportunities so that they can have the same life as their parents had, or even a better life. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about teen leadership.
Sure. So teen leadership, actually, they're having their retreat today, where the approximately 25 of the students that are going through this year, who are sophomores from five different schools, and they're going to the retreat today to do some team building. And what that means really is starting off by building those relationships across schools, and I would say even probably relationships within the same school. They're in the same class, but they don't have that time to really connect on a personal level. And then they're also spending some time determining their leadership style, one of the skills and tools that they get in the program. The program is in its 11th year, which is awesome.
Yes, it is.
That it's been sustained and had the support, not just from Encourage, but from the schools, from local businesses. It's really been a community-based program where people have learned.
I know, the business community loves it because it is a great, like, feeder program for the leadership program of the Heart of Wisconsin. It does with community leaders and business leaders. And you got teen leaders already. I mean, so.
Yeah, and getting to see, what are the businesses in our community? For example, one of the things is assets they may not know about, and they are having their meeting at the Helen Zoo House today, and the sponsor is the City of Wisconsin Rapids, and many of the teens over the years have said they've never been to the zoo. They didn't know about the zoo house. So a real great way to find out and explore some of the assets we have right here in our community.
And you know what? Teens are no different than adults. I interview a lot of the adults involved in the Chamber's leadership program, and I never realize what's happening here, because I know, like, during the leadership program, they meet with you folks and other community and business leaders, and they go, I never realized what this. We get into such a blind spot in our own community. They say the best thing in life to do is be a tourist in your own hometown.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, look at it from a tourist's eyes. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So, a lot happening. Yes. But again, the Tribune Building Survey Results Celebration is Monday, September 19th. And you're going to hear the results from the 2016 Tribune Participation Survey and celebrate the impact of the Tribune process. And hopefully you understand that, as the ladies have said, it's more than a building. And you've been part of a very important process for which you're being recognized.
If you haven't been, please come and see what it's been about.
Yeah. Yes. We want you to be involved with your community and your friends and neighbors. And that's 5:30 to 7:30 at the Centralia Center on Monday, September 19th. RSVP by calling 715-423-3863 or go on the TribuneBuilding.org.
EncourageCF.org website.
Okay. EncourageCF.org website. Okay. I got it right. Okay. Ladies, thank you for the update. A lot of good information, and I appreciate the time.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. And that is Corey Anfinson and Heather McKellips from Encourage, and that's going to do it for the Morning Magazine.